بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الإيثار والمواساة. الحمد لله. This is chapter number 62, the chapter on giving preference to others and solace to others. قال الله تعالى ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. Allah Ta'ala says they give preference. This is referring to the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, that they give preference to others over themselves. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Even though the Sahaba themselves are in need, so even though they are in need, they give preference to others over themselves. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala says, out of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they feed the poor, the orphan, and the captive. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني مجهود. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that a person came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said that I am in distress, I am hungry. فأرسل إلى بعض نسائه. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم sent this message to one of his wives to inquire of them what they have at home. فَقَالَتْ وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ مَا عِنْدِي إِلَّا مَا. So this wife, she replied, she says, by Allah's qasam, I have nothing but water. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَ إِلَىٰ أُخْرَى. Then Rasulullah says, send this message to another wife of his. فَقَالَتْ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. She also replied the same, that I've got nothing except water at home. حَتَّى قُلَّ كُلُّهُنَّ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Until each wife of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave the exact reply, لَا وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ مَا عِنْدِي إِلَّا مَا. That we have nothing besides water. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم مَنْ يُضِيفُ هَذَا اللَّيْلَةِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم then made the announcement among the Sahaba that who will host this particular person, this man tonight. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. One Ansari, he stood up and he said, I, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَانْتَلَقَ بِهِ إِلَىٰ رَحْلِهِ. He takes this guest to his house. فَقَالَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ. He tells his wife, أَكْرِمِي ضَيْفَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honor the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, in one narration it appears, قَالَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ هَلْ عِنْدَكِ شَيْءٍ. He asks his wife, do you have any food at home? قَالَتْ لَا إِلَّا قُوتَ صِبْيَانِ. Now I've only got just food for our children. قَالَ فَعَلِّلِيهِمْ بِشَيْءٍ. So the husband then tells her that make this plan, they just try and distract them with something. وَإِذَا أَرَادُوا الْعَشَاءَ فَنَوِّمِيهِمْ. And when the children want the supper, then put them off to sleep. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ ضَيْفُنَا فَأَطْفِئِ السِّرَاجِ. When our guest comes, then put off the lamp. وَأَرِيهِ إِنْ أَنَّا نَأْكُلْ. And pretend to him, just show him that we are busy eating also. فَقَعَدُوا. They all sat down. وَأَكَلَ الضَّيْفِ. And this guest, he ate. وَبَاتَ طَاوِيَيْنِ. Husband and wife, the Ansari man and his woman. According to some narration, it is Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala and Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. They both spent the entire night hungry. So they gave the host food to eat. They put off the children to sleep. And they themselves also the entire night, they spent hungry. They just pretended that they were eating with the guest. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ غَدَى عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. In the morning, Abu Talha رضي الله عنه goes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, or both of them go to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ لَقَدْ عَجِبَ اللَّهُ مِنْ سَنِيعِكُمَا بِضَيْفِكُمَا اللَّيْلَةِ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And Rasulullah then replies, he says, Allah is most happy with the manner in which you conducted yourself with your guest last night. In other words, you give preference over yourselves to him and you fed him. He was the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you sacrificed the food that was kept, the little food that you had. You didn't even give it to your children. And this hospitality was then commended by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pleased the way you treated your guest last night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. And we can see that the Sahaba had no food. Even the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, each house of his, each wife had nothing but water. This was the poverty that they went through many, many times. They had a very simple life, but whatever little they had, they still gave preference to others over themselves. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.